Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After being shut down for several days because of impassable city streets, schools in Boston are open today following the blizzard. There are some school closures and delays this morning. Check WBUR.org for the list. Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino has been critical of the snow removal effort in the city, so now he's casting a critical eye on it and is thanking Boston residents for their patience. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Across the city, residents were out with their own plows, removing snow to make it easier to walk and to park. Late yesterday, Boston Mayor Tom Menino said that while all streets had been plowed, he's frustrated with the city's response.
You're taking too long, and I want to make sure the next time we have a snowstorm in the city of Boston, it doesn't take that long. I'm a very critical person when it comes to snow removal, and I made my departments hear about it. I expect more out of them.
The city deployed an armada of snowplows and dump trucks to clear streets. Private contractors were hired, and extra equipment was brought in from MEMA and Massport. Snow was hauled away by the truckload to so-called snow farms, vacant lots transformed into mountains of snow. Still, days after the storm, snow was piled high along streets and sidewalks, narrowing roadways and blocking sight lines for pedestrians and motorists.
We're playing catch-up. Some of it was done very well. There were some side streets and dead-end streets that we could do a better job on, and we will do a better job the next snowstorm. But as of right now, I think every street in the city of Boston has been hit by our plows, our front-end loaders.
In Roxbury, where snow mounds lining streets were so high, MBTA buses were stopping in the middle of the street to pick up passengers. A group of men, including Humboldt Avenue resident Gene Roberts, complained about a line of plows parked along Martin Luther King Boulevard.
I've seen these guys out here since early this morning. They haven't did anything. There was two of them on this side just sitting here. Just sitting here. I've seen the guys on the telephones. They're not doing anything. They figured they can kill some time, had a cup of coffee and everything else, right? And now they disappear. It's going on noontime.
Mayor Menino cautions against jumping to conclusions.
Maybe they're just lining up there to go into a neighborhood and just take that neighborhood and just clean up all at one time. Because it's easy to criticize those snowplow drivers. They're working 12, 15, 16 hours a day, and that's tough work.
Still, the mayor is asking for a complete review of the system going forward. The city will go over data from GPS devices to help determine whether plow operators carried out their contracts. He wants a better system put in place for better results in the future. In the meantime, today is back to school for students like Khalees Dunton, a first grader at the Sarah Greenwood School in Dorchester, who was out shopping with her father. She says the storm meant good news and bad news for her. The good news?
The good news is that I can hang out with my dad.
And the bad news is that she missed her teacher. She's looking forward to going back to school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.